Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. Don't forget your self-care. Now, we all know that part of running a business is you're going to spend a lot of time working on your business. You might lose time spending with your family and friends. You work Sunday to Sunday. Sometimes you burn both ends of the candle. We know that sometimes in growing our business that is our reality. But a successful business person also knows that scheduling in self-care is as important as all of the hard work that you do. Right now, I'm here in Farley Hill in Barbados with a fellow coach, one of my best friends, and we are here not to do any work, but here just to really enjoy nature, enjoy the beauty of the island, to rejuvenate, to rest, to reflect, to talk, to laugh, because we know after this, when we get back to work, we're going back into that grind. But we also understand that you need to take some time to rest, to rejuvenate, to relax, so that you are realigned with the purpose of why you are running this business. We all know about getting burnt out. Every one of us have experienced that at some point in time in our business, right? That's a natural rite of passage in having a business. You get burnt out when during launch period, during maybe a Christmas season, during some part of the growth of your business. You'll hear any trucks, right? The vehicles are very loud as they're coming up the hill. But part of even that, within that burnout or after that burnout, you have to literally schedule time to relax. Now, self-care might look like different things to different people, right? Your self-care might look like, you know, you're going to the beach. It might look like taking a vacation. It might look like lying down for the day and reading a book. It might look like going and get a massage, even spending time with your kids. It looks like different things to different people. However, my advice to you today, don't mind the numbness of the trucker, let's let it pass a little bit. Right. My advice to you today is to schedule in your self-care in your business development. The same way that you would schedule like Mondays to do your content, Tuesday to do your videos, Wednesday to do your follow-up or your meetings or whatever. We have specific days that we do certain things, and we do that to build our discipline in the creation of our business and the growth of our business. Schedule in that self-care the same way. Literally write it into your calendar and write out exactly what you want to do. What is that thing that you want to do that is going to help you to decompress, relax, and get you back in alignment with the work that you know that you want to do, right? Because you need to rest as well. So that's all I wanted to share with you today, right? I am in Farley Hill. Look at how pretty it is. I know you can't see the sea or anything, but you're seeing all the beautiful greenery. It's really, really, really great. So we're going to be spending a few minutes here, maybe an hour or so, just to relax, to take in nature, take in the silence, watch all the mongoose run by, and just reconnect with nature, realign ourselves, so that when we get back to our work, maybe tomorrow, we are more rejuvenated to do the things that we love to do and to serve the clients that we love to serve. So tell me in the comments, what does self-care look like to you? What do you like to do for self-care? And do you usually schedule your own self-care into your weekly routine? And notice I said weekly and not like every 6 months, right? Because this is something that you literally have to do regularly. Right, what does that look like for you, and do you schedule it regularly? I cannot wait to hear your responses, guys. Have a great day as I go and relax at Farley Hill in Barbados. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast, and remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.